It's not just any avenue that Pauline Patterson is paying attention to. It's the often sad, seriously shabby Tulane Avenue. Less than a couple of blocks from South Carrollton Avenue, the business she and her husband Stephen of Finn McCool's Irish Pub fame have opened is actually, well, really, it's another bar. Now, Finn McCool's is well known as a serious sports bar. It's a haven for anyone who wants to be part of a Sunday hoodat community, the European football fandom, or, being as the Pattersons are Irish from Ireland yet, St. Patrick's Day celebrations. The new establishment called Trio is on a quite different track.
Trio is actually an Irish word, T-R-E-O. It's supposed to be pronounced tro, but nobody would ever get it, so we don't mind it just being called Trio. But it's an Irish word for direction. So it's a different direction from Finn's, and it's the direction we would like Tulane Avenue to take, because Tulane Avenue is on the cusp of being something, and it could very easily become a Veterans Boulevard type street, or it could go Aretha Castle Haley or Ferret or Broad.
So in an effort to initiate that upgrade, Pauline, an artist herself who graduated from the Art College of Belfast, part of the University of Ulster, decided Trio should participate in Prospect 3+. Over the months since the biennial's opening this past October, the Pattersons have organized monthly art exhibitions, the most current of which has turned out to be an only in New Orleans kind of serendipity. How else could one describe Pauline's reconnection to sculptor Malcolm McClay, one of her former art professors from Belfast, now on the art faculty at LSU?
Oh, he actually, it's funny, he moved here, and I used to work at O'Flaherty's, and this guy comes in and I recognise him, and I go up to him and I say, "Do you used to have blonde hair?" His head was shaved, and he goes, "Yeah." And I said, "I think you taught me it in Belfast." And true enough, he's from Donegal, so he lives here now. He married a New Orleans girl.
Well, we all know that guys who marry New Orleans girls learn quickly this is where they'll be spending their lives. None of this moving away stuff for them. But when Malcolm McClay and his wife Chicory Mule's works come down, what will happen to first Friday of the month art openings at Trio, since Prospect closes on January 25th? Pauline says she and Stephen will take the month off in February to repaint and spiff up Trio even more.
In March, we have a children's art show. A couple of the teachers that come into Finn's, I'm working with them, and we're going to put on a children's art show. April is a police officer's show. So there's about 11 police officers that have basically do art, and we're going to be showing their stuff, and it's going to be a fundraiser. A portion of the proceeds will go towards police mental health, like a fitness program, mental fitness program.
For more information about how Trio plans to continue its concept of combining the visual arts with upscale small plates and artful craft cocktails in an effort to turn at least their block of Tulane Avenue into a classy destination, go to wwno.org or nolavie.com. For WWNO, I'm Sharon Litwin.